Hello and welcome to the Grow Podcast. I am your host, David Rocker. This podcast will cover a variety of topics dealing with faith, life, and you. The end goal is to challenge and inspire you to grow physically, mentally, and definitely spiritually to become the best version of you that you can possibly be. So get planted and let's get ready to grow. Don't see you, but I definitely feel the love. Yes. Yeah. Going coast to coast with the Grow Podcast. Thank you so much for all of you who are tuning in every Monday to the Grow Podcast. I really do appreciate you guys spreading the love of the Grow Podcast. Listen, today I want to take full advantage of the time that I have with you. So I'm going to start out with the faith portion of something I want to share with you. And this is going to be a real treat for you listeners, and I guarantee you're going to pass this on to your friends. Now, I want to give the backstory before I share this passage of scripture. There was a synagogue ruler, and his name was Jairus, if you want to get technical about it, but his name was Jairus, and he came to Jesus because his daughter has just died, and he said, "Listen, Jesus, will you come to my house and touch my daughter so she can be healed and live again?" And Jesus basically said, just making it real plain, "Bet, I'm on my way. I'll follow you." And I want to pick up the story when Jesus arrives at this synagogue's ruler's house. Matthew chapter 9, verse 23 says, "When Jesus came into the ruler's house and saw the flute players and the noisy crowd wailing, he said to them, 'Make room, for the girl is not dead, but sleeping.' And they ridiculed him. But when the crowd was put outside, he went in and took her by the hand, and the girl arose. And the report of this went out into all of the land." Now, check this out. When Jesus arrives at this man's house, guess what the people are doing? The flute players are playing, and it's a noisy crowd, and they are just wailing, even though the one who is the resurrection and the life has showed up on the scene. And he even speaks some words. He says, "Hey, make room, give me some room so I can work. But I want you to know something. The girl is not dead, but sleeping." And listen how they did. Listen how they responded to Jesus. They ridiculed him. They ridiculed Jesus. And a lot of times we always looking like, no one ever talked really bad about Jesus. No. They ridiculed him. You need to understand, these are people who are familiar with him. You know, he was in Capernaum, and the people are used to seeing Jesus walk around. Yeah, he did miracles, but guess what? This chick is dead. There's nothing he can do for her. But he said, "Listen, make room." Y'all need to understand. You need to understand who I am. The girl is not dead. She's only asleep. Man, isn't it amazing how Jesus can see a situation that we consider dead as just, hey, this is just a temporary thing. I'm going to bring her back to life. But notice what he had to do. That reminds me, before I continue on, remember those bracelets back in the day? You would see them all the time. What would Jesus do? What would Jesus do? So let's go and let's look at this thing and see what would Jesus do in this situation. So people are ridiculing him. So let's see how he responds to these people. I mean, this is Jesus. Did he just do something all nice and say, "You guys, stop talking about me"? No. Verse 25 says this. It says, "But when the crowd was put outside, he went in and took her by the hand, and the girl arose. And the report of this went out into all of the land." Now, that's the faith portion. Now, let's just get into this thing about life and you. I want to ask you this question. What type of crowd is around you? Yeah. Are you surrounded by a bunch of negative noisemakers? Are you surrounded by a lot of people who are doing a bunch of talking, and whenever you say something positive, they're there just to shoot it down? I want you to really grasp this today, because if Jesus is telling them, "Listen, I'm about to raise this girl from the dead," and they ridiculed him, how much more do you think you're going to experience that? So it's very important that you make sure that you get rid of all of the negative noise and all of the negative people. You need to get them out of your circle and realize this. What would Jesus do? Remember those bracelets? What would Jesus do? It told me right here. It says, listen, it says, Jesus put the crowd outside. I'm going to go ahead and tell you, especially you. Yep, I see you. Learn to put people out. Yep, I said it, and I'm going to stand on it. It's okay to put people out of your life. And a lot of you say, oh, that sounds so cold. No, no, it's not. You need to understand, until you put certain people out of your life, you're not going to be able to move forward in your life. You need to understand, until you put some people out of your life, dead situations will not change until you change the atmosphere. Too often we keep trying to adjust to so many people around us, more so than saying, you know what, sometimes the adjustment that needs to be made is really getting rid of some things. Let me give you another relevant example. It's like when you're putting food in your refrigerator and you'll look in the refrigerator sometimes and guess what you realize? You know what? You have so much food in there that you realize that, you know, more so than me trying to figure out where I'm going to put this food that I just brought back from the restaurant. You know what I need to do? No, let me sit this good food on the counter and go through this refrigerator and get rid of some old food. I need to put that old food out. You need to understand that's how it is even in life. You can have people who've been rocking with you for 20 years, 30 years, but guess what? They have become a bunch of noise now. They're trying to settle when you're saying, listen, I may be in my 50s, I may be in my 60s, but I'm in my prime now. I'm getting ready to do some things that I've been really thinking about doing. As I've always been telling you, you're at that place in your life when you're saying, listen, I want to fulfill my purpose. I don't have time to waste. And guess what? This is what I'm going to do. And just as quick as you say that, you'll have that noise-making person who's going to say, you want to do that now? You don't think you're too old? I think you're too old. You don't need to be doing that. And guess what you'll do? You'll actually listen to them and say, well, yeah, maybe that was a crazy dream. But man, when you start hearing these stories about KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken, and Colonel Sanders not starting his business until he was 65 years old, man, these type of stories should be an inspiration to say, listen, if you're still talking about becoming the best you that you can possibly be, it's going to require you to make some serious, hard calls. And I'm just going to go back. If the manufacturer, if the one who died for you, changed the atmosphere by putting negative people out of the room because he said, listen, you know what? You guys are being so negative. Get out the room. I'm not even going to let you all witness what I'm about to do here. Some of you need to understand you have to get rid of some people that they don't even get to see your growth moment. They don't even get to experience the process of your come up. But guess what they will do? Just like this passage concluded saying that the report went out in all of the land. Let me tell you what they will hear. They will hear about you becoming successful. They will hear about you achieving your goal. So listen to me. Today on the podcast, right here on the Grow Podcast, I want to go ahead and give you permission, okay, to put people out. You heard it. So listen, now it's time for you to grow. I'm your guy, David Rocker. Be sure to join me next week for another week of growing. Let's grow. Let's go. Let's grow. And as always, let's keep it moving, people. God bless you.